Principles of Economics textbook. Textbook available for free at cnx.org. Audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key terms, chapter 25, contractionary fiscal policy. Tax increases or cuts in government spending designed to decrease aggregate demand or reduce inflationary pressures. Coordination argument. Downward wage and price flexibility requires perfect information about the level of lower compensation acceptable to other laborers and market participants. Disposable income, income after taxes. Expansionary fiscal policy, tax cuts or increases in government spending designed to stimulate aggregate demand and move the economy out of recession. Expenditure multiplier, Keynesian concept that asserts that a change in autonomous spending causes a more than proportionate change in real GDP. Inflationary gap, equilibrium at a level of output above potential GDP. Macroeconomic externality occurs when what happens at the macro level is different from and inferior to what happens at the micro level. An example would be where upward sloping supply curves for firms become a flat aggregate supply curve, illustrating that the price level cannot fall to stimulate aggregate demand. Menu costs. Costs firms face in changing prices. Phillips curve. The trade-off between unemployment and inflation. Real GDP. The amount of goods and services actually being sold in a nation. Recessionary gap. Equilibrium at a level of output below potential GDP. Sticky wages and prices. A situation where wages and prices do not fall in response to a decrease in demand or do not rise in response to an increase in demand. Chapter 26. Adaptive expectations. The theory that people look at past experience and gradually adapt their beliefs and behavior as circumstances change. Expected inflation. A future rate of inflation that consumers and firms build into current decision making. Neoclassical perspective. The philosophy that in the long run, the business cycle will fluctuate around the potential or full employment level of output. Physical capital per person. The amount and kind of machinery and equipment available to help a person produce a good or service. Rational expectations. The theory that people form the most accurate possible expectations about the future that they can using all information available to them. Chapter 27. Asset. Item of value owned by a firm or an individual. Asset liability time mismatch. A bank's liabilities can be withdrawn in the short term while its assets are repaid in the long term. Balance sheet, an accounting tool that lists assets and liabilities. Bank capital, a bank's net worth. Barter, literally trading one good or service for another without using money. Coins and currency in circulation. The coins and bills that circulate in an economy that are not held by the U.S. Treasury, at the Federal Reserve Bank, or in bank vaults. Commodity money, an item that is used as money, but which also has value from its use as something other than money. Commodity-backed currencies are dollar bills or other currencies with values backed up by gold or another commodity. Credit card. Immediately transfers money from the credit card company's checking account to the seller, and at the end of the month, the user owes the money to the credit card company. A credit card is a short-term loan. Debit card, like a check, is an instruction to the user's bank to transfer money directly and immediately from your bank account to the seller. Demand deposit, checkable deposit in banks that is available by making a cash withdrawal or writing a check. Depository institution. institution that accepts money deposits and then uses these to make loans. Diversify, making loans or investments with a variety of firms to reduce the risk of being adversely affected by events at one or a few firms. Double coincidence of wants, a situation in which two people each want some good or service that the other person can provide. Fiat money has no intrinsic value but is declared by a government to be the legal tender of a country. Financial intermediary, an institution that operates between a saver with financial assets to invest and an entity who will borrow those assets and pay a rate of return. Liability, any amount of debt owed by a firm or an individual. M1 money supply, a narrow definition of the money supply that includes currency and checking accounts in banks and to a lesser degree traveler's checks. M2 money supply, a definition of the money supply that includes everything in M1 but also adds savings deposits, money market funds, and certificates of deposit. Medium of exchange, whatever is widely accepted as a method of payment. Money, whatever serves society in four functions as a medium of exchange, a store of value, a unit of account, and a standard of deferred payment. Money market fund, the deposits of many investors are pulled together and invested in a safe way, like short-term government bonds. Money multiplier formula, total money in the economy divided by the original quantity of money, or change in the total money in the economy divided by a change in the original quantity of money. Net worth, the excess of the asset value over and above the amount of the liability, or total assets minus total liabilities. Payment system, helps an economy exchange goods and services for money or other financial assets. Reserves, funds that a bank keeps on hand and that are not loaned out or invested in bonds. Savings deposit, bank account where you can not withdraw money by writing a check, but can withdraw the money at a bank or can transfer it easily to a checking account. Smart card, stores a certain value of money on a card and then the card can be used to make purchases. Standard of deferred payment, money must also be acceptable to make purchases today that will be paid in the future. Store of value, something that serves as a way of preserving economic value that can be spent or consumed in the future. T account, a balance sheet with a two-column format with the T shape formed by the vertical line down the middle and the horizontal line under the column headings for assets and liabilities. Time deposit, account that the depositor has committed to leaving in the bank for a certain period of time in exchange for a higher rate of interest, also called a certificate of deposit. Transaction costs, the costs associated with finding a lender or a borrower for money. Unit of account, the common way in which market values are measured in an economy. Chapter 28, Bank Run. When depositors race to the bank to withdraw their deposits for fear that otherwise they would be lost. Basic quantity equation of money. Money supply times velocity equals nominal GDP. Central bank. Institution which conducts a nation's monetary policy and regulates its banking system. Contractionary monetary policy. A monetary policy that reduces the supply of money and loans. Countercyclical, moving in the opposite direction of the business cycle of economic downturns and upswings. Deposit insurance, an insurance system that makes sure depositors in a bank do not lose their money, even if the bank goes bankrupt. Discount rate, the interest rate charged by the central bank on the loans that it gives to the other commercial banks. Excess reserves. Reserves banks hold that exceed the legally mandated limit. Expansionary monetary policy. a monetary policy that increases the supply of money and the quantity of loans. Federal funds rate, the interest rate at which one bank lends funds to another bank overnight. Inflation targeting, a rule that the central bank is required to focus only on keeping inflation low. Lender of last resort, an institution that provides short-term emergency loans in conditions of financial crisis. Loose monetary policy, see expansionary monetary policy. Open market operations, the central bank selling or buying treasury bonds to influence the quantity of money and the level of interest rates. Quantitative easing, or QE, the purchase of long-term government and private mortgage-backed securities by central banks to make credit available in hopes of stimulating aggregate demand. Reserve requirement, the percentage amount of its total deposits that a bank is legally obligated to either hold as cash in their vault or deposit with the central bank. Tight monetary policy, see contractionary monetary policy. Velocity, the speed with which money circulates through the economy, calculated as the nominal GDP divided by the money supply. Chapter 29, appreciating, when a currency is worth more in terms of other currencies, also called strengthening. Arbitrage, the process of buying a good and selling goods across borders to take advantage of international price differences. Depreciating, when a currency is worth less in terms of other currencies, also called weakening. Dollarize, a country that is not the United States uses the U.S. dollar as its currency. Floating exchange rate, a country lets the value of its currency be determined in the exchange rate market. Foreign direct investment, purchasing more than 10% of a firm or starting a new enterprise in another country. Foreign exchange market, the market in which people use one currency to buy another currency. Hard peg, an exchange rate policy in which the central bank sets a fixed and unchanging value for the exchange rate. Hedge, using a financial transaction as protection against risk. International capital flows. Flow of financial capital across national boundaries, either as portfolio investment or direct investment. Merged currency. When a nation chooses to use the currency of another nation. Portfolio investment. An investment in another country that is purely financial and does not involve any management responsibility. Purchasing power parity, or PPP, the exchange rate that equalizes the prices of internationally traded goods across countries. Soft peg, an exchange rate policy in which the government usually allows the exchange rate to be set by the market, but in some cases, especially if the exchange rate seems to be moving rapidly in one direction, the central bank will intervene. Tobin taxes, see international capital flows. Chapter 30, automatic stabilizers, tax and spending rules that have the effect of slowing down the rate of decrease in aggregate demand when the economy slows down and restraining aggregate demand when the economy speeds up without any additional change in legislation. Balanced budget, when government spending and taxes are equal. Budget deficit, when the federal government spends more money than it receives in taxes in a given year. Budget surplus, when the government receives more money in taxes than it spends in a year. Contractionary fiscal policy. Fiscal policy that decreases the level of aggregate demand, either through cuts in government spending or increases in taxes. Corporate income tax. A tax imposed on corporate profits. Crowded out. Federal spending and borrowing causes interest rates to rise and business investment to fall. Discretionary fiscal policy. The government passes a new law that explicitly changes overall tax or spending levels with the intent of influencing the level or overall economic activity. estate and gift tax, the tax on people who pass assets to the next generation, either after death or during life in the form of gifts. Excise tax, a tax on specific good, on gasoline, tobacco, and alcohol. Expansionary fiscal policy. Fiscal policy that increases the level of aggregate demand either through increases in government spending or cuts in taxes. Implementation lag, the time it takes for the funds relating to fiscal policy to be dispersed to the appropriate agencies to implement the programs. Individual income tax, a tax based on the income of all forms received by individuals. Legislative lag, the time it takes to get a fiscal policy bill passed. Marginal tax rates, or the tax that must be paid on all yearly income. National debt, the total accumulated amount the government has borrowed over time and not yet paid back. Payroll tax, a tax based on the pay received from employers. The taxes provide funds for Social Security and Medicare. Progressive tax, a tax that collects a greater share of income from those with high incomes than from those with lower incomes. Proportional tax, a tax that is a flat percentage of income earned regardless of level of income. Recognition lag, the time it takes to determine that a recession has occurred. Regressive tax, a tax in which people with higher incomes pay a smaller share of their income in tax. Standardized employment budget, the budget deficit or surplus in any given year adjusted for what it would have been if the economy were producing at potential GDP. Chapter 31, Head Start Program, a program for early childhood education directed at families with limited educational and financial resources. Ricardian equivalence, the theory that rational private households might shift their savings to offset government saving or borrowing. Twin deficits, deficits that occur when a country is running both a trade and a budget deficit. Chapter 32, Converging Economy, economy of a country that has demonstrated the ability to catch up to the technology leaders by investing in both physical and human capital. East Asian Tigers, the economies of Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, and South Korea, which maintained high growth rates and rapid export-led industrialization between the early 1960s and 1990, allowing them to converge with the technological leaders in high-income countries. Growth consensus, a series of studies that show statistically that 70% of the differences in income per person across the world is explained by differences in physical capital, a savings investment. High income country, nation with a per capita income of $12,475 or more, typically has high levels of human and physical capital. Low income country, a nation that has a per capita income of less than $1,025, a third of the world's population, is a low-income country. Middle-income country, a nation with a per capita income between $1,025 and $12,475, that has shown some ability, even if not always sustained, to catch up to the technology leaders in high-income countries. These dollar values are as of 2016. Chapter 33, Absolute Advantage. When one country can use fewer resources to produce a good compared to another country. When a country is more productive compared to another country. Gain from trade. A country that can consume more than it can produce as a result of specialization and trade. Intra-industry trade. International trade of goods within the same industry. Splitting up the value chain. Many of the different stages of producing a good happen in different geographic locations. Tariffs, taxes that governments place on imported goods. Value chain, how a good is produced in stages. Chapter 34. Anti-dumping laws, laws that block imports sold below the cost of production and impose tariffs that would increase the price of these imports to reflect their cost of production. Common market, economic agreement between countries to allow free trade in goods, services, labor, and financial capital between members while having a common external trade policy. Disruptive market change, innovative new product or production technology which disrupts the status quo in a market, leading the innovators to earn more income and profits and the other firms to lose income and profits unless they can come up with their own innovations. Dumping, selling internationally traded goods below their cost of production. Economic union, economic agreement between countries to allow free trade between members, a common external trade policy, and coordinated monetary and fiscal policies. Free trade agreement, economic agreement between countries to allow free trade between members. General agreement on tariffs and trade, or GATT, forum in which nations could come together to negotiate reduction in tariffs and other barriers to trade, the precursor to the World Trade Organization. Import quotas, numerical limits on the quantity of products that can be imported. National interest argument, the argument that there are compelling national interests against depending on key imports from other nations. Non-tariff barriers, ways a nation can draw up rules, regulations, inspections, and paperwork to make it more costly or difficult to import products. Protectionism, government policies to reduce or block imports. Race to the bottom, when production locates in countries with the lowest environmental or other standards, putting pressure on all countries to reduce their environmental standards. World Trade Organization, or WTO, organization that seeks to negotiate reduction in barriers to trade and to adjudicate complaints about violations of international trade policy, successor to the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade.